I know the difficulties people have when Catholics proclaim that the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Mother of God. The difficulty here is that by the definition of God, there should be no mother. Because God is the creator of all. He has always been and forever will be. He was never born. So God does not have a mother. And this is clear. And the church would agree. By definition, God does not have mother. He is the source of all life. He doesn't have a beginning. He doesn't have an end. So why is it that today, during the octave of Christmas, every year we celebrate and declare to the whole world that the Blessed Virgin Mary is the Holy Mother of God? Well, it has to do with the Feast of Christmas that we are celebrating. Because never before you have a God who comes down from heaven in order to become a man. Never before. And to become a real man, not just pretending to be a man, not just to appear in the image of a man, not a hologram of a man. God comes down from heaven in order to become a true man. How does one become human being? Any one of us. In order to be a true man, not God pretending to be one, in order to become a true man, you need a true mother. That's just the way God has made nature. To be real human, you cannot just appear out of the rocks, which God could have. To be real human, you could not just come kind of walking down from the mountains, appeared out of nowhere, God could have done. But God wanted to be a real man, a true man. Then God had a problem. God did not have a mother. In order to become a true man, God is going to need a mother. A true mother, not some woman pretending to be mother. You see where this is going? You see why we celebrate Christmas? Because Christmas, there's nothing ordinary about Christmas. Christmas is something mind-blowing, extraordinarily miraculous, awesome, out of this world event that took place in this world. So you have a God who becomes true man. In order to become true man, God needs a true mother. And that true mother, God could not find among women. Because God is perfect. God is sinless. God is all pure. God is perfection in itself. Where is he going to find a woman on earth that is going to be able to bear the perfection of God? Unless He creates for himself a true woman. There's nothing ordinary about Christmas. Never before you have a virgin bearing a child, and never again. So we are celebrating the fact that this virgin, the Blessed Virgin Mary, was created by God in order to be the true mother of His Son, Jesus Christ. So when the church tells us to celebrate the Blessed Virgin Mary as the Mother of God, the church is not saying that Mary somehow existed before God, because that's how it works, right? Child comes after mother. Mother has to be first in order to give birth to her child. And that's not what the church is saying about the Virgin Mary. Mary did not exist until God created her. She is no goddess. She came to existence when God created a true mother for His only Son, Jesus, in order for Him to become a true man. Some people along the way, in an effort to, fit the pieces of the puzzle, right? Try to explain this mystery away by saying, well, then Mary was the mother of the human Jesus. The God Jesus is God. Mary is not the mother of that part of Jesus, you see? So they try to separate the divinity and the humanity of Christ into two parts and assign Mary as the mother of this part, the human part. And the divinity part, Mary has no place in there. Well, the church had to meet. I mean, it was such a great debate that the church had to meet in a council called the Council of Ephesus. And it was in that council that the fathers of the church declared that no, Jesus, as true God and true man, cannot be divided in two persons. Jesus is not has a split personality. Half of His personality is human and half of His personality is God. No, Jesus in Himself is true God and true man. Can we comprehend that? No, because there has been nobody like Jesus, and there will be nobody like Jesus. That is a person that is true God and true man in Himself. There's no one like that. And so the church is saying, let's accept this great mystery of Christmas, huh? That when God came down from heaven and be born in the manger by the Blessed Virgin Mary, Jesus is true God and true man at once. There's no half of Jesus that is divine and half of Jesus that is human. Therefore, when Mary becomes the mother of Jesus, she is the mother of the Jesus, true God, true man. And therefore, the church has no shame to declare Mary as the mother of God. Not that she existed before God in order to give birth to God, but because she was created in time to bear God. There's nothing ordinary about that. And that's why it can be a little bit, confusing for some folks. At the Council of Ephesus, now, who is this woman, Mary, that we celebrate today, that we declare to be the mother of God? Remember what we're saying now? Not that she is a goddess, but that she is the mother of this true God and true man, Jesus. She's not mother the half of Jesus. She's the mother of the whole Jesus. Who is this woman? Well, we know that this woman was at the foot of the cross, and St. John will tell the rest of the church. Remember, St. John was the youngest of the apostles. There were 12 of them. One of them betrayed our Lord in Judas. John was the youngest, and he lived the longest. And John was the one standing at the foot of the cross that the Lord Jesus looked down and said, "There is your mother. There is your son." We know the story. And John took Mary home to take care of her until she was raised to heaven. And they came to live in Ephesus. So John will tell us, he lived until he was over 100 years old, he would tell Christians that Mary was the mother of my Master Jesus. My Master Jesus had proven to me that he is God's son because he raised himself from the dead. So he is God, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, had become my mother because Jesus said so. And John said to the Christians, our Lord did not just mean for me, he meant for you too. When you believe, when you were baptized under Jesus, you become her children as well. There is your mother. So I took care of her for you. Now your turn to kind of take care of her. The city of Ephesus marched around that place where the fathers of the church, this is hundreds of years later, when the fathers of the church were meeting to decide, remember I told you, to declare once and for all, this Mary is the mother of God, the mother of Jesus, who is God. And as they were debating inside that place, the citizens of Ephesus, where the Blessed Virgin Mary lived with St. John for many years, now it's been a couple of generations later, they were marching around that place and chanting, Theotokos, Theotokos. And they chant throughout the night with torches, Theotokos, Theotokos. They were cheering for the church to give the title that Mary deserved, the bearer of God. Not because she was a goddess, but because she bore God, Jesus, in her womb. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we come together as Catholics today, I hope that none of us hesitates. I know we face a lot of challenges because we live here in a great country, the United States of America, but it's a Protestant country, you know that. And the devil has made one of the greatest coups in causing many of the children of God, many of the Christians, to reject Mary in their relationship with God. That's the devil's coup. And you know many friends, many relatives who tell you, why do you worship Mary, right? And because of this misunderstanding or lack of understanding, we as Catholics can tend to become shy, hesitant about our relationship with Mary. Well, once a year, on this day, January the 1st, that's tomorrow, we're celebrating the Eve, the Church reminds all of the children of God once more. You should never be embarrassed about your own mother. You should never be hesitant about loving her. You should never be ashamed of your mom. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, the mother of God, is your mama too. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we walk into the new year, let us begin anew in our relationship with the Mother of God, our Mother. If we have been neglecting in praying the Holy Rosary, let's renew ourselves to pray the Rosary, because the Rosary is that one particular way for us to show our devotion to our Mama. And so if you have been neglecting it, well, get back to it. If there are children and grandchildren in your family that do not yet know how to pray the Holy Rosary, well, let's teach them. You teach them. And not teaching them with some kind of a force or obligation, but teach them with love. Say, this is how we love Mom. We love Mom by paying attention to her, by giving her our devotion, our roses. That's what the rosaries are, by the way. It comes from the word roses. So when you pray the rosaries, you are giving her roses, spiritual roses, by quoting scripture. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we continue to give thanks and praise to God and be marveled by being in awe by the mystery of Christmas, today we are blown away by that mystery once more. How wonderful it is that God comes down from heaven to become true man. And how the Blessed Virgin Mary was created to be true mother of Jesus, who is God. And thank God, she is our mother too.